see you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I seek you, I seek you, I will find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I'll seek you till I find you.
We live in a world that is so full of opinions and attitudes, and sometimes people think we'd be better off if people were not allowed to express their opinions and attitudes, or if everyone just said, my opinion and attitude is my opinion and attitude, and yours is yours, and we never made any kind of attempt to introduce one that's better than the other, or to expect the overall population to follow anything except by the use of force. That's a dangerous thing. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's pretty dangerous to employ force to get your own way. The reason that we know this is because God didn't do it. And if God didn't do it, we shouldn't do it, right? Jesus said, I have given you my example that you should do as I have done to you. He's our example. So not only are we going to experience some of the very things that he experienced, but we need to make the choice to be like him when we bump against things in life. What did Jesus do is more than just a phrase, a popular phrase. So today, as we are entering into the beauties of spring and the wonders of meeting people who perhaps have hidden away from us during the colder months, let's remember, God is our example. Love should be first. Let's put that love first and recognize that differences of opinion only represent differences of access to information, differences of processing of that information, differences in the environment that people grew up in, differences in philosophies and views, the base philosophy of life and the base worldview. And it's not all bad. If we can't embrace each other as human beings, valuable persons, then we'll never be able to hear what they're saying. Because sometimes people are saying one thing and it's masking the truth behind it. Now, something else that we need to remember in these days. The Bible says, Jesus himself said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when people are saying things, it's coming from some place in their heart. Now, we know that our Father always focuses on the big picture, on the real deal. He's not blinded by the snow globe of this planet and the false realities that Satan has invented to keep us bound. He focuses on the real deal. Eternity and what our presence and our actions and our words mean in the grand picture of eternity. What is our character saying? What is our character? When we speak, we need to reflect the heart of God, letting the mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. And if we have trouble controlling what we say or what we think, which is more important, then we need to reach out our hand to God and ask him, Lord, put the mind in me, which is also in your Son and our example, Christ Jesus. I hope that's all of our prayers today. I know it's mine. And let's seek him with all of our heart.
You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I seek you, I seek you, I will find you, find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I seek you till I find you.